Letters to Daniel, Volume 2, Letter 8-2, Doing an End Run Around Unbelief. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2012, in the third month, on the 18th day of the third month. Dear Dan, a brother and very close friend, CB20, now resides in heaven with our Lord. He passed away in late 2006. He died from complications due to muscular dystrophy and diabetes. Before that, he lived in Ellensburg with his wife and daughter. I would go to visit him whenever I could in the years leading up to his dusty sleep. In the days that comprised the end of the day of seven, it was revealed to me that CB20 and his household was under siege by Satan. This siege would manifest itself by a certain reluctance on his part to fully submit all his life to Jesus. The Lord knew that his days in earth were short, so he wanted CB20 to release everything to God and be fully committed to Jesus. Of course, as I write this now, I can see those things clearly, but at the time, I didn't know diddly about nothing. I saw through a glass darkly, but I knew I was being led. So it was that I sent CB20 a letter explaining about how I met this angel called Gabe and that he wanted me to introduce the two of them. That really got his attention, prompting the remark, "It's not every day someone sends me an email about knowing his angel." The ensuing dialogue in the days and weeks that followed began to slice through the anti-Jesus fog that had been surrounding his mind for some time, thereby doing an end run around unbelief. There are details of subsequent exchanges between CB20 and myself about Gabe and angels in general that I don't recall. But there is one thing that I do remember. CB20 and I were driving through Eastgate one day going somewhere. CB20 looked over at the Mormon temple. You know, the one with the big spire and the gold idol at the top. You know, the Moroni guy. It's that figure that always reminds me of the old Imperial Margarine commercial where some lady is taking a bite of toast with Imperial Margarine on it, and all of a sudden a trumpet sounds and a crown magically appears on her head. Like margarine, Moroni is a phony. Anyway, CB20 sees that gold-plated protrusion sticking up out of the ground and says, "Hey, maybe Gabe will fly over there and take a dump on Moroni's head." I don't remember if I responded, but I really couldn't disagree much with the sentiment. Blessings, Romanus Theophilus. P.S. I wonder if perhaps Gabe and his crew have been given orders to go after Moroni. I have a little evidence that seems to point in that direction. If I find out for sure, I'll let you know.